Hey Ryerson, I'm Maddie Wong.
And I'm Tim Falco.
Today we'll be bringing you updates on the latest on Ryerson's salt reduction project, a new ice skating trail at College Park, a motion by the Ryerson Students' Union to continue to fight the provincial government's cuts to education, and how sport media students raised $7,000 for a local charity. Ryerson is upscaling a project to reduce road salt on campus to create a more sustainable campus. The project started last year in partnership with World Wildlife Fund Canada. Claire Oswald is the academic lead for the project. She says sodium chloride, a chemical used in road salt, is toxic to the environment.
There's a lot of research that's been done over the last 20, 30 years to show that the saltiness of freshwater bodies like streams and rivers and lakes is slowly increasing in areas where you have roads and paved surface, so urban areas or urbanizing areas. The sodium as well can be a problem, so if the sodium, because the sodium will get into the water as well, and especially the sodium and the chloride will build up in groundwater. There are some communities, so for example, like Kitchener-Waterloo, where they get their drinking water from groundwater.
Oswald and her team have decided to test spraying a solution called brine instead of road salt. Brine is made up of salt and water, but contains less sodium chloride than regular road salt. The solution was piloted last year in 4 campus locations, including the Nelson Mandela Walkway. This year, the team plans to use brine all around campus and continue to research other road salt alternatives. They are also working with Metrolinx and GO Transit to test the solution along transit lines during the winter.
A new ice skating trail is opening at College Park this Saturday. The Barbara Ann Scott Ice Trail is named after the 2-time world and 1948 Olympic champion Canadian figure skater. Peter White is the operations manager for College Park. He says that while the previous rink has been closed for a few years now, he's very happy to see it return as a more scenic trail. It is also the first outdoor ice rink in Ontario to use a new type of carbon dioxide refrigeration technology, which is more energy efficient. This Saturday, December 7th, there will be an official opening event from 1 to 5 p.m., with interactive ice sculptures as well as several performances. At a board of directors meeting Tuesday, the Ryerson Students' Union voted to continue to push against Doug Ford's OSAP cuts. The motion says that a Ryerson student survey will be sent out in early January so that students can decide how to assemble. While the survey has yet to be finalized, some ideas include a 3-day strike, a 1-day strike, as well as other non-strike options. Hermes Azam is a strike committee spokesperson and member of the Socialist Fightback Group. He says physical general assemblies are important to building the movement against Doug Ford on campus. While the survey will allow students to decide the best course of action, the RSU is officially in favor of a 3-day strike.
Sport media students held a charity event in support of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment's foundation on Friday. The event, Kits for Kids, was held in the Oakham House and featured activities such as a fashion show. The foundation focuses on providing access to sports to local kids and communities around Toronto. Event member Jessica Picante says the event allowed the group an opportunity to make an impact. The event brought over 90 people, including Ryerson students, alumni, and faculty. In the end, the group was able to reach their goal of raising $7,000 in donations for the foundation.
I'm Tim Falco.
And I'm Maddie Wong.
Thanks for tuning in.